Hello, and welcome to the Gander Mountain second quarter earnings call for fiscal year 2009. I'm David Ewald from the Investor Relations Department at Gander Mountain. The replay of this call and related materials about the quarter are available on the Gander Mountain website at www.gandermountain.com. We are offering a recorded message that can be called up from our website or downloaded to a player. A transcript of the call is also available online. The transcript of this call will be posted under Archives in the Investor Relations section of our website. Please remember that our discussion today may include forward-looking statements relating to our estimates and expectations that involve risks and uncertainties. Our actual results could differ materially from those projected in any forward-looking statement. Additional information concerning important factors that could cause our actual results to differ materially from these forward-looking statements are described in the Risk Factors section of our annual report on Form 10-K as filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission, as well as in our subsequent reports filed with the SEC. These reports are available at the Investor Relations section of our website at gandermountain.com and at the SEC's website at sec.gov. We caution you that forward-looking statements reflect our current views with respect to future events and speak only as of the time they are made, and we undertake no obligation to update them in light of new information or future events. Let me now turn the call over to David Pratt.
Good day, everyone. I'm David Pratt, Chairman and Interim CEO of Gander Mountain. Thank you for taking the time today to listen to our remarks around our most recent quarterly results and the actions we are taking to build on the strong base at Gander Mountain. With me today on the call is Mike Owens, our Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer, and Bob Vold, our CFO. Bob will review our financial results, Mike will offer his comments, and then I will offer my perspective on Gander Mountain's current activities and outlook. For the past several quarters, our business has outperformed the economy and our category as we have renewed our emphasis on consistent, sustainable profitability within a disciplined, customer-focused retailer. In the second quarter, results reflected both the substantial completion of our withdrawal from our power sports, boat, and ATV business, as well as the broad economy, which continues to be challenging for the retail area. While consolidated sales and net income were lower than a year ago, we have continued to make progress in comparable store sales gains in core categories, increases in initial retail margin, and cost controls year to date. We have identified and acted on a number of opportunities, which Mike will address in a moment. We are well prepared for our largest volume period, the hunting and holiday seasons, with initiatives in marketing, merchandise assortment, inventory management, and customer experience all underway. I am encouraged by the positive and disciplined approach this management team is taking, and I am looking forward to the second half of 2009. Now let me turn things over to Bob.
Thanks, David. In the second quarter, Gander Mountain reported consolidated sales of $248.4 million and a revenue decline of 1.8%. Gander Mountain's retail stores reported a negative 1.1% sales change and comparable store sales of negative 2.4%. which includes the impact of power sports, an area we have substantially exited. Excluding the negative 4.2% effect of boat and ATV sales and power sports services, comparable store sales were a positive 1.8% during the quarter. Retail segment net loss was $9.1 million compared to a retail net loss of $6.8 million for the second quarter last year. Net losses associated with discounts and markdowns resulting from our exit of power sports substantially affected retail performance this quarter. Our power sports categories reported a loss of $2.8 million this quarter compared to a $350,000 profit in the second quarter last year. In addition, the retail net loss reflected increased advertising expense. Our retail operations also delivered initial merchandise margin expansion of 108 basis points, reflecting improved mix and continued focus on merchandise assortments. Also, our retail business reported 7.1% lower inventory per square foot as reduced product clearance levels led to increased inventory turns. In the direct area for the second quarter, revenues decreased 5.4% to $37.6 million from $39.7 million for the same period last year. The direct segment reported a net profit of $1.7 million for the period versus a profit of $2 million last year. These results include startup costs as a result of our investment in the Gander Direct business. Turning to consolidated results, consolidated initial margin improved 59 basis points, reflecting increased initial margins in the retail segment partially offset by direct segment results. Overall, gross margin declined 77 basis points, reflecting increased consolidated initial margin offset by store occupancy costs. Recall that our SG&A expenses include the store operating expenses of our retail segment, operating expenses of the direct segment, and corporate general and administrative expenses. In the quarter, consolidated SG&A costs increased 110 basis points to 27.6% of sales, reflecting increased retail advertising expense. Net interest expense was $2.6 million for the quarter, down $1.9 million from last year, reflecting both decreased borrowings and lower interest rates. As a result of the factors discussed a moment ago, Gander Mountain reported a consolidated net loss of $7.3 million, compared with a consolidated net loss of $4.9 million in the second quarter of 2008. As I commented earlier, this includes the $3.2 million impact of our exit from the power sports categories and increased retail advertising expense. Our loss per share for the second quarter of fiscal 2009 was 30 cents per share, compared to a loss of 20 cents per share in the comparable 2008 period. For the 26 weeks ended August 1, 2009, the company reported sales of $476.1 million, an increase of 3.4% over the same period in 2008. Comparable store sales for the 26-week 2009 period increased 2.2%. Excluding the negative 4.8% effect of boat and ATV sales and power sports services, comparable store sales were a positive 7% for the first half of 2009. The company reported a net loss for the 26-week period of $26 million, or $1.07 per share, compared with a net loss of $29.3 million, or $1.22 per share, for the 26 weeks ended August 2, 2008. Gander Mountain opened no new stores during the quarter. At the close of the second quarter, Gander Mountain operated 116 stores, as well as three outlet centers, totaling approximately 6.6 million square feet of retail space. Our comp store base at the end of the quarter was 113 stores. Consolidated inventory ended at $395 million versus $417 million at the end of the second quarter last year. Our retail segment inventory per square foot, excluding pre-opening inventory, was $56.72 versus $61.04, down 7% from the prior year. These results demonstrate our continued efforts to increase inventory turn, manage inventory levels, and maximize replenishable inventory efficiency. During the first 6 months, we utilized $42.7 million in net cash used in operating activities, as opposed to $9.3 million last year. The additional cash usage was attributable to our decision to exit the power sports categories and the resulting absence of extended terms we received last year in connection with boat and ATV inventories, as well as lower levels of extended accounts payable dating due to fewer new stores this year. Cash capital expenditures were $2.8 million for the quarter versus $5.8 million for the second quarter last fiscal year, primarily because we opened no new stores this quarter. We expect total capital expenditures for fiscal 2009 to be less than $15 million as compared to $22.7 million in fiscal 2008. Depreciation and amortization was $7.5 million for the quarter versus $7.7 million a year ago. We ended the quarter with borrowings under a revolving credit facility of $260 million and shareholders' equity of $154 million. At the end of the quarter, the company had total debt of $330 million. As we continue in the second half of 2009, our primary focus is twofold. First, improving profitability and continued cost controls in the retail segment, and second, growing the direct business. On a consolidated basis, we will continue to work toward improvements in business fundamentals, product gross margins, expense control, store profitability, management of inventory, and continued debt reduction as we continue to develop a stronger business structure. Now, let me turn it over to Mike.
Thank you, Bob, and hello, everyone. Over the first half of the year, Gander has improved retail performance. We continue to improve and expand our direct e-commerce and catalog offerings, and we have continued to focus on improving margin and controlling costs. Our quarterly store results reflect positive comparable store sales in firearms, ammunition, hunting accessories, fishing, marine, and camping. Store traffic has also increased, responding to higher spending in advertising and improved merchandising and execution at the store level. As our activities turn to the second half of the fiscal year, we continue to focus on delivering improved performance in revenue, margin, profitability, and inventory management. We have a number of programs underway designed to increase customer traffic, improve transaction count, and differentiate the shopping experience in Gander Mountain stores. We will continue to focus our efforts on improving our performance within our existing store footprint of 119 locations and deliver increasing sales per square foot in our retail business. Our strategies remain. First, delivering an improved in-store experience with solution-based in-store signage and sales support, planogramming, and faster replenishment. Second, supporting the improved store experience with cleaner assortments, strategic price points, testing new categories, and stronger targeted marketing and advertising. And third, capitalizing on Gander Mountain as a convenience retailer, providing outdoor consumers with the product that they are seeking in a quick and convenient shopping environment. Our store model and our helpful, experienced sales associates deliver on this promise. On the direct side, we continue to make progress in the development of our multi-channel sales strategy. For the second half of 2009, we are increasing our online assortments, developing cross-promotional activities for both in-store and on-the-web specials, and expanding our customer list to improve sales revenue and profitability. Wrapping up, I continue to be excited about what is emerging at Gander Mountain. We have a strong business base on which to build, and despite the difficult retail environment, we are pursuing performance improvement with our disciplined approach to the business. Thank you, and now I'd like to turn things over to David for closing comments.
Thanks, Mike. While we expect the consumer environment to remain challenging for retail through the second half, as Mike and Bob have indicated, we expect to see continued operational improvements this year. In closing, I want to thank our associates, vendors, and shareholders for their support. Thanks for joining us today. We will speak with you again soon.